20th Century Fox. Fox 2000 Pictures presents A Flower Films Bushwood Pictures production. Never Been Kissed.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
At a baseball game, a woman standing on the pitcher's mound.
You know how in some movies they have a dream sequence, only they don't tell you it's a dream? This is so not a dream. It wasn't supposed to be like this. I was just trying to do my job, and then things happened. Now life happened. And now I'm here.
In the streets of Chicago.
Trust me, I'm not the kind of girl who does things like this. I mean, 2 months ago, you couldn't have picked me out of a crowd.
Call me.
Told you. I'm over there.
A plain-looking woman in her mid-20s.
I was the youngest copy editor at the Chicago Sun-Times.
Oh, Josie.
Theater?
Oh, Standard American calls for ER. Standard British calls for RE. So unless you're a pompous American, I would go with ER. I had my own office, unlimited stationery supplies, and a professional dedicated assistant.
How about this awesome new phrase? Power is powerful. Total t-shirt, right? Awesome. Amazing.
What? Can I get my messages?
Yeah. Hey, seriously, last time I saw you, did I look fat? Okay, you hesitated. No, it's case closed. Forget it. You
Excuse me, Merkin. I noticed that there weren't any index cards, and I can't do my notes without them.
Hey, Merkin ain't jerkin'. He's working. Okay? Take that to the bank. It's power, baby. It's power. Yeah. My boss. No, I'm just a little tense. I mean, this whole office is not feng shui. And all the desks are facing, like, evil. You know?
The woman enters her private office. She pulls up the blinds at the window, letting some light into the dull, grey space.
Josie! Guess who I did it with last night?
Roger from op-ed.
Oh, who told you?
You did. You said yesterday, and I quote, I have a date with Roger from op-ed tonight, and I'm going to do it with him.
Computer's down. Septuplet story. Need it by 5. Hopefully the copy's not a mess.
It's hoped that it's not a mess. Hopefully is an adverb. It means with hope. You have it defining the copy, and I'm pretty sure the copy doesn't have feelings.
So, Anita, you and Roger in op-ed.
Oh, man, who told you?
Roger and op-ed.
Oh, really?
Anita?
What?
Don't make me send you another memo about my policy on intra-office dating.
It's intra-office dating. And they're not dating, they're having sex.
And what exactly is your policy, Augustus? That if you're not getting any, then no one can?
How many times have I fired her?
5 or 6.
8.
Gus, did you, get those story ideas that I left on your desk?
What are you, Mrs. Strauss?
Yeah, the blind foster home mother. That was good. I got Cahoon on it.
Oh, yeah, Cahoon. He's good.
Geller, we've been through this. You're a great copy editor. You're maybe my best copy editor. You're not a reporter.
You've used 5 of my ideas. Gus, please.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry thinks he can write, but a journalist gets in there, right where the bombs are falling. He's aggressive. He grabs the bull by the balls.
You don't think I can grab a bull's balls?
Geller, you don't want a reporter's life. Trust me. They're very messy, and you're all about order and control and getting me my copy by 5.
I can be out of control.
Gus tilts the plaque on Josie's front door and walks off.
Copy by 5!
She straightens it. Nearby, Merkin taps on his mug, which reads, Get a clue.
Josie, maybe Gus has a point. You know, it's not going to kill you to relax and have some fun. Hey, you know, Roger's got this friend Marshall in editing. Maybe we could all go on a double date or something.
Marshall the Duke?
I swear to God, Josie, come on. Tell me, when is the last time that you went on a real live date?
I'm concentrating on my career right now.
Do you own any colored underwear, stripes, or anything?
The right guy, he's out there. I'm just not gonna go kiss a whole bunch of losers to get to him.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes kissing the losers can be a really fun diversion.
Mm-hmm. When I finally get kissed, I'll know.
Okay, if you've never kissed a guy before, we have bigger problems than the underwear.
I've kissed a guy. I've kissed guys. I just haven't felt that thing.
That thing? Is that what you kids are calling it these days?
That thing, that moment when you kiss someone and everything around you becomes hazy. And the only thing in focus is you and this person. And you realize that that person is the only person that you're supposed to kiss for the rest of your life. And for one moment, you get this amazing gift. And you want to laugh and you want to cry. Because you feel so lucky that you found it and so scared that it'll go away all at the same time.
Damn, girl. You are a writer.
Nighttime. A train rolls past a residential street. In her lounge, Josie's finished knitting a cushion, then shows it to two tortoises in a tank.
People say I'm crazy.
Hey. Finished.
Doing what I'm doing.
What do you guys think? Where do you think it should go? In the bedroom. That's exactly what I was thinking.
To save me from ruin.
She takes it over to the bedroom and places it on the bed, adding it to a collection of neatly arranged knitted cushions.
Perfect.
Daytime. Josie's in a busy boardroom. A man standing at the head of the table bangs his walking stick on his chair.
The meeting just began. Let me start by saying I was very impressed with that investigative piece that Dutton did on pesticides in our supermarkets. But since the Trib did a piece on the same subject, only better, you're fired. Huh? Dutton, did you hear me? You're fired. Out, out, out. Close your cubicle. Bye-bye, Dutton. Hello, everybody else still working here. Let's celebrate by doing another undercover feature. Now, you know that my inspiration for these stories come, of course, from my personal life. I mean, who would have thought that my foray into the hair plugs would have resulted in last month's cover story? Hair today, gone tomorrow. A great story. So anyway, last night, I'm sitting home with my family having dinner, and my younger boy starts to choke. Then I realized my son was allergic to peanuts. I said to myself, I don't even know my own kids. How much do we know about these high school kids? What are they thinking? And then it hit me. Boom! My semester in high school. You, what's your name?
Josie.
Jose?
Josie Geller.
Josie Geller, you enroll Friday. Have fun. The meeting just ended.
Josie's ecstatic.
Josie!
20-minute handstand. Freak the yogi right out. Everyone's screaming and crying.
She runs into her office.
Josie! Oh, it's really happening! My first undercover feature by Josie Geller.
Josie, maybe you should turn it down.
Why? You don't think I can do it?
No, it's just, this is a lot of pressure for your first piece, that's all. I mean, this is not a half a page article, Josie. This is a major undercover piece, okay? And look what Rigford just did to Dutton in there, and that guy's his cousin.
Don't worry, I'm gonna straighten this all out.
Neither of you guys think I can do this?
That's not what we're saying, Josie.
Anita, when you wanted to seduce the guy in the mailroom and you thought you couldn't learn Spanish fast enough, who quizzed you on your verbs?
Senorita Josie.
And Gus, when you wanted to learn how to knit, who showed you how to work the needles?
You did.
You knit?
Yeah.
So this is my chance.
Well, I'm not holding a job for you, Geller.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't make me give you my memo on inter-office hugging, okay?
Okay.
Now comes the hard part.
Oh, my gosh. You get to be 17 again. Okay, what's the first thing you're gonna need?
You want Bambi? No way.
Rob, please.
Why don't you just borrow Mom's car?
I can't use a minivan. I need a cheap car. A vintage classic. It's just for a couple of months.
A couple of months is like 10 years in Bambi life.
It's so weird that you name your cars.
Why? Guys name their penises.
Okay. you can have my Buick LeSabre and name it anything you want.
Really?
LeSabre.
No, I don't think so.
Fully loaded.
Maybe. Well, are those shorts or a skirt?
They're gaucho pants. I got them on sale.
Aloha! Welcome! Every customer gets a free leg.
Relax, Bonnie. It's just my sister.
Aloha, my ass.
Shake it easy, babe.
Hey, Rob, have you talked to the admissions lady from Lakeshore Community College yet?
No.
But you could start before next semester. You could even talk to her about a baseball scholarship.
It's too late, Josie. You know, I'm not going to college. I'm not playing baseball anymore. This is my life.
This is a luau that sells packing material. You had such a shot at playing college ball. You let one case of mono stop you. Don't you want to move out of mom and dad's? Pay your own bills.
Why? So I can be as happy as you?
I am happy. Besides, you are looking at the newest undercover reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. I am Josie Geller, high school student, senior class, 1999.
You're kidding, right?
What?
Josie, do you remember high school?
It was a long time ago.
Do you remember what they called you in high school?
Josie Grossi.
I know, I made it up. I didn't know it was gonna catch on like it did. Josie, what's the matter? You look nauseous.
Nauseated. I look nauseated.
In the toilets at the back of the shop, Josie's kneeling in front of the bowl. She yanks the chain, which breaks in her hand. Then she lowers the seat cover and sits on it dejectedly. Unfurling toilet roll from the dispenser beside her, she remembers. In frumpy hair and braces, Josie makes her way past the mocking looks of other students in a high school corridor. Someone pours a can of fizzy drink into her backpack. She approaches a handsome boy checking himself out in his locker's mirror.
Hi, Billy. I noticed that you weren't in math class today, so I decided to take some notes for you.
Billy laughs as the fizzy drink drips onto the floor between her legs, making it look as if she's wetting herself. Josie looks at her younger self, reflected in the mirror.
This is a very bad idea.
At home, Josie's applying cover-up stick in the mirror. Her bed is covered with beauty products and teen magazines. A sunny morning. At the wheel of Rob's battered yellow car, Josie pulls up outside a high school. Students are casually strolling towards the building when suddenly Josie's car backfires. Thick smoke blasts out of the exhaust pipe. Josie seems panicked as everyone turns to look at her. Then the students carry on and she climbs out of the car. She looks completely out of place in her gleaming white outfit, fluffy scarf and shoulder bag adorned with printed lemons.
Hey, feeling good. My name is Josie. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Hold it. Where are you going?
To high school, because I'm a high school student. I'm here with my fellow students. Hey, guys. Hi.
Beeper, Pierce Legitimate, computer organizer, recording device.
I can't grab those balls.
Pierce Legitimate. This is a projectile launcher.
A nail file.
That's a weapon.
Students make their way into class, leaving Josie alone, rushing through the empty corridor as she tries to find her room.
Class, today we have the pleasure of exploring the pantheistic culture of India. India.
Josie enters a classroom.
Hi, hello. Willkommen. Entrez, entrez.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry. I forgot to take my hot flash medication today. Oh, please sit. Josie, right. Mi casa es su casa.
That is so sad.
I know, like 5 chickens had to die just so she could look that stupid.
Josie, in my classroom, tardiness is unacceptable.
I'm sorry.
Well, not as sorry as I am.
A sombrero.
Olé! 10 minutes in that hat, you'll never be late again. Okay, so let's hear something about you. Stand up. Stand up.
Josie faces the room.
My name is Josie Geller. I'm a high school student. I'm from...
A handsome boy enters the room.
Excuse me. You live in Billy?
Bali. Billy Bali. It's a suburb of Bali proper.
Bali! The island nation of Bali. Fascinating. What did your family do there?
We were sheep farmers. My family raised sheep.
She's mortified.
Note to self, research Bali. Kill Anita for picking up his outfit. Find and destroy Sombrero.
In another classroom.
We sit here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't know these seats were assigned.
They're not.
Morning, everyone.
Josie sits at the front.
I don't think we've met. I'm Sam Coulson. The school has this thing about letting you guys call me Sam.
I'm Josie, but I'm pretty sure the school would be okay with you calling me that.
So welcome to Shakespeare's As You Like It. As You Like
Here,
It.
Yeah, we can share.
Is an example of Shakespearean
pastoral
comedy. Now, does anyone know what that means?
Oh, yeah, that's what they do to milk.
No, sir, that's pasteurize. But it's close.
Parakeet?
Okay, anyone else? Josie.
Pastoral means set in the country, originally seen in the eclogues of Virgil. It's from the Latin pescere, to graze.
The teacher stares intently at Josie.
Are you sure you're 17?
Yes. I'm 17. I'm 17. Of course.
In the canteen, Josie picks a sandwich up from the uninspiring food on display.
Excuse me. What's in the coleslaw?
The man behind the counter shows her a tub of sludge labeled coleslaw food.
Thank you.
Kirsten, that brown muffin has like 75 grams of fat.
Nuh-uh.
Did I tell you that Lisa has hemorrhoids?
Hi.
Shut right up.
Nasty.
Hi. Hi, Kristen.
It's Kirsten.
Josie spills her chocolate milk all over her trousers.
Well, that'll teach me to wear white jeans after Labor Day.
I don't think you're supposed to wear white jeans after 1983.
Right. Okay, so, what are your guys' hopes and dreams? Any interests?
Hi. I'm Guy.
Hi. Yes, you are a guy. Quite a guy. Oh, my. That rhymes, so... Yikes. Bikes!
Are you in special ed? I mean, are you?
I can just see totally just said that. I'm just gonna go.
Josie leaves.
Don't slip, honey.
The chart.
How old am I?
Oh, approximately 6,350 days old.
Now, that's subject for adjustment for month of birth.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Girls are training outdoors.
Gosh, move it! Pick up your feet! Come on! A little more commitment, Gallant! Move it! Come on!
Must have water.
What do I look like, your waitress?
Now you are going to complete these sprints because if you don't, you fail. And if you fail, Jim, you're never getting into college.
You guys are still telling that lie?
That does it, Geller. Drop, give me 20.
No.
Oh. Don't worry, Rob. I put premium gasoline in her.
Josie, I told you, Bambi's a cheap regular girl.
Wait a second,
what?
Everything is fine, Rob. I'll call you later.
Don't hang up.
I do it to all the new kids.
Who's they?
Guy Perkins and his amazing lemmings. They push your card out of its base and hide it. Sit up there and watch while you look for it. I'm Aldis.
I'm Josie. Aldis, that's an interesting name.
And it's not yours. My mom was going through her Harlequin romance phase.
Tell me about it. Try being named after a guitar-playing pussycat. Never mind.
Listen, would you like to walk to Nana's and get something to eat?
Yeah. That would be really nice. So, tell me, what are your hopes and your dreams? What do you want to be?
Thank you. Well, I want to be a professor of medieval literature. I want to be a novelist. I want to be a weekend flautist. I want to be a potter. I want to be a painter. I want to be an architect. And I want to go to Northwestern.
I went there.
For what?
Yes, once to use the bathroom. They had a really nice facility.
Josie looks outside. Rob's driving her car, thrashing about to the pumping music. Josie's phone rings.
Hello?
I got your message, Geller. What the hell kind of story are you pitching?
It's my dad. He worries.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, hi, Dad. I miss you, too.
You're one sick puppy. You know that, Geller?
It's an expose on cafeteria food.
Let me guess, you're leading with the terrible truth about coleslaw.
Well, the bulk of it will be about the pimento loaf.
Geller, you want to be a reporter? Take a look at what sells. Sex scandals, bribery, people jumping off buildings. So unless some kid just killed himself because he was being paid to have sex with the school mascot in a big vat of that coleslaw, you got nothing. Call me when you do.
Josie's car is in the middle of the school's sports field.
They love to disconnect the battery, too.
Aldis fixes it.
Here, just so that you know, I think they would call these cars in 1974.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure, no problem. Josie?
Yeah?
I was wondering, how are you at calculus?
I'm good.
How would you like to join the denominators? We have these really fun pizza study groups. We go to these all county meets. And not that you need it, and I don't want to sound like the Godfather, but we could offer you a certain amount of protection, if you know what I mean.
Sounds great.
In matching green jumpers emblazoned with the words "The Denominators," Josie, Aldis, and a group of geeky students stride happily through the school corridors. They all retrieve their calculators from their lockers. At a cake sale, Josie and Aldis laugh as they push muffins into each other's faces.
Now dig the pattern once more.
At a calculus competition, Josie scores the winning points for her team against another school. The denominators jump about ecstatically.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Does anyone know what Shakespeare meant by that? Anyone? It's about disguise, about playing a part, and that's the theme of As You Like It. Now, does anyone know where we can see this?
Oh, well, Rosalind disguises herself as a man, and then she escapes into the forest.
Right, and it's when she's in costume that she can finally express her love for Orlando. You see, the point Shakespeare's trying to make is that when we're in disguise, we feel freer. We do things we wouldn't do in ordinary life. Brett, what happens when you go out on the football field in uniform?
We kick ass!
Yeah!
You yell, you hit people, you touch other guys' butts. it's okay, because you're in uniform. See, this guy changes all the rules. I'll tell you a story. My first season of Pee Wee hockey. Well, honestly, I was terrible. I couldn't skate. I was afraid to take a hit. And my dad one day bought me this brand new helmet, signed by Gordie Howe. Come on, guys, Gordie Howe. Okay, he was like the Tiger Woods of hockey.
Oh.
Every time I put on this helmet, I mean, I feel invincible. Now, all of a sudden, I'm skating harder, I'm checking people left and right. I even got thrown out of a game once for fighting. The point here is that disguise can be liberating, can get you to do things that you never thought possible. And for Rosalind, her male costume opens the possibilities for the great love of her life. Josie, why don't you read Act 5, Scene 2, Rosalind's speech?
Josie can't suppress her smile as she stands up to read.
No sooner they met, but they looked. No sooner they looked, but they loved. No sooner loved, but they sighed.
Does he notice me? Does he hear my heart screaming his name? Sometimes it's so loud I think that the gods can hear my pain. His voice is so mellifluous. If I could just get one kiss.
The young Josie's in her school library.
Okay, what have you wanted for like ever, but I mean never ever thought would happen?
I'm the most popular girl in school and Billy Prince is asking me to the prom.
Yes.
What?
Billy Prince is asking you to the prom.
Why?
I don't know.
The poem. I knew he'd like the poem. Billy Prince is asking me to the prom.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god! I'm actually speechless. I have no words. That's never happened to me. Words are my life.
Okay, hey, just a reminder, your papers are due next week.
Asbestos problem.
Excuse me, can I get into my locker?
Now about prom. Voting on the prom theme has been completed and the theme is the millennium!
Josie and Aldous aren't impressed.
Rufus! The prom is going to be Rufus.
What's Rufus?
It's my new cool hip word. Spread it around like wildfire.
Right, Rufus!
What is it with this school and prom?
South Bend South competes every year for best prom. The theme is everything, darling. So to have our South Glen South picks has to be totally unique.
There's a land that I see where the children
nighttime. Josie's in a car with Aldous and a young girl.
That's the old drive-in, now they call it the court. It's just a continuous party for guys' group.
Hey, Alpa, the dog park is that way. Go.
Last I checked, this was a free country.
You're not seriously trying to hang out at the court, are you, Alpa?
Oh, cheap wine coolers and a fire in a trash can. Where do I sign up?
Why don't you go home, fickle around on your calculator, whatever it is that you do, and figure out how many lifetimes it's going to take you to get cool, okay?
They drive off.
Have you ever wanted to go to the court?
Kidding, Josie? It's lame. All they do is stand around and get drunk. It's lame.
Yeah, it seems lame.
Yeah, it's very lame.
You said that.
The court? Josie? I am appalled.
I mean, who would have known that these kids...
No. I'm appalled because I have a reporter in there, undercover, for almost 3 weeks now, and I had to read about this on the trip.
You're right.
Fools. 17-year-old Kristen Davis says, yeah, everyone who's anyone is at the court on Saturday night.
She's right. I have learned that it is a popular place for the kids to go.
Hmm. This is where the stories are. You will become friends with these people. You will party with them. You'll rave with them. You're gonna get jiggy with them. When they go to the prom, you'll be in the same damn limo!
Gus, listen. The popular kids and I...
Do you even know these kids?
They hid my car.
Get to know them very well. Your job and my job depends on it.
By the way, it's depend because there's no S. Your subject is plural.
Out!
Josie scuttles out of his office.
Come on, asses and elbows! The news doesn't sleep, you know!
Yeah, baby!
Woo!
Rob, you're making a mess. Can you do this at Mom and Dad's?
Nah, it's their turn to do the Franklin Mint potluck dinner. But I made a pizza.
I can't do it.
What? Damn! These are high school girls? We got some underage hotties on our hands here.
Gus wants me to be friends with these people, the popular kids. It's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
You know what it was like for me in high school. All I wanted was to be accepted. And they just tortured me. I can't go back to South Glen South.
You're at South Glen South? They have a killer baseball team.
Focus, please.
Okay. You're an adult now, Josie. You're successful. You graduated at the top of your class. You work for a newspaper. You wash your hair now. You're not Josie Grozy anymore.
Don't you know how much I just wanted to be you in high school? Just for one day to know what it was like to be popular.
It's not that hard, Josie. All you need is the right person. One person to think you're cool and you're in. Everyone else will be too scared to question it.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a little known fact. Don't you want to show them Gus, Billy Prince, yourself? Don't you want to show them that the cool kids don't freak you out anymore? That you can go in there and you can be friends with them and you can get your story?
Yes, desperately.
Plus, if you quit now, then you're no better than me.
Better than I.
That's a spirit. So let's hear it. Come on. I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
That's it. Now, scream it.
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore!
She's pleasantly surprised by her outburst.
That's good.
Josie pulls up outside the school. A van parks behind her, and the driver calls out to her as she walks past.
Josie, and the Pussycats.
George, what are you doing here?
The van. Go. Welcome to the Love Shack.
The van's loaded with electronic equipment.
Right.
George, what's going on?
A lot of surveillance.
What are you doing?
Hidden camera.
Wings?
Yeah.
Well, that's great, but I really should talk to Gus about this first.
Geller, stop being a pain in the ass.
Whoa.
Gus?
No, it's the great and powerful Oz. Now look, you're in way over your head. Here's how it's gonna work. I review the tapes, I find your story.
All right. Battery, transmitter. Plug it in.
Man.
There we go. Good luck to you.
Leave this. George, how are you so cool?
Large work, herbs, berries. I'll be watching you.
this party started.
George brings up the secret camera feed on the monitor.
They're going out with the high school.
Kirsten, Kristen, Gibby. What's up, girlfriends?
Josie trips.
I'm okay.
That's gonna leave a mark.
And so, it is Rosalind in disguise who is best able to see through the disguises of others. To say to Phoebe, mistress, know thyself. To look at love from every angle. And to realize, finally, that she is in love with Orlando. To free both hearts, not in judgment, but in equality.
Thank you. That's really well written, Josie.
Showtime's over. Come on, move it. Back to work.
Gus, have you ever been in love?
Leave.
Oh, give it up, Gus. Come on. I'm just making conversation.
Love. Who knows what that is? Deadlines, circulation, that I understand.
You know, you should go out every now and then, Gus. If you put on a couple of new ties, girls will be all over you.
Anita?
What?
Leave me alone. I've got enough work here to last me all night.
Listen, I don't have anything to do tonight, so if you would like some help, I would love to help you.
Gus's interest is pricked.
No Roger from op-ed?
Nope.
He smiles. Locker.
Excuse me. Do you guys think that we could work out some kind of schedule and I could work around it?
Hey, where's your sweatshirt?
Oh, I must have forgotten it.
But don't worry, I have an extra in my locker. I'll go get it for you. So I'll see you tonight, 7:30. Nana's, right?
Okay, right, 7:30.
Yeah, I'm Nick Flavio.
So Motley? Oh, yes, I'm so there. This band is so good. Have you heard this band play?
Yeah, I'm gonna steal my mom's car and I'll drive. Yo, this is gonna be Rufalicious.
Now, Jason, it's not a stick of gum. It's Rufus. Rufus.
Josie overhears Guy and his gang, then picks up a flyer for the concert. Nighttime. In a busy concert venue, a band's on stage. Josie arrives wearing a tight black dress. She steps up to a doorman.
You drinking tonight?
No. I am not 21. I'm 17 and I still attend high school.
He stamps her hand with the word DeLuser.
Who are you?
Kirsten and her friends are there, dancing sexily to the music. Josie makes her way through the venue, bopping awkwardly to the beat as she scans the room when she bumps into Sam.
Josie! Josie!
Hi.
Out on a school night?
The bathroom was disgusting.
Hey, I'd like you to meet Laura.
His girlfriend.
She's visiting from New York. Josie's one of my students.
Are you gay? What? Hi there! I'm sorry, I can't even think in here. No offense. I know you love this. I'm just hoping you're gonna get it all out of your system before you move to New York. My firm has season tickets to the Met. Oh, well, I love baseball. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
Sam and Lara walk off. Josie seems gutted, but she shrugs it off, resumes her weird dancing, and carries on to the room. Merkin's at the bar.
The way I see it, we are tomorrow. Hello, I'm tomorrow. Because when we get the money and the power, the women come to me. The women come to me. Do what I'm doing. Now, if you ain't moving, no movement. You better write that down. You got a napkin?
Welcome to my little humble abode, you know? You just handle my business. Oh, wait a minute. That's something for you. Yeah.
Josie approaches Kirsten and her friends just as they finish their coordinated little number.
That was great, you guys. That was great.
They look at her with disdain before sitting at a nearby table. Josie spots a seat next to two young black men.
Excuse me, can I sit there?
How are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. You know, we have a special cake for you. Have some cake?
You're gonna get toe up the floor.
Firecracker! He's a firecracker! Firecracker!
Man, I don't love her.
Josie's high. The driving music sweeps her off her feet. She grabs a fluffy pink scarf from a woman and prances onto the stage. She lets loose, dancing with abandon, whilst Guy and Kirsten's clique look on from their table, mouths agape in disbelief. She does the splits, then starts grinding the scarf back and forth between her legs. Merkin shudders.
I know this woman. She's my superior.
Riding the scarf with lewd hip thrusts, she crosses the stage towards the band's bongo player, where she alternates between hitting the drum and slapping her own backside to the music's rhythm. Josie's the centre of attention in the club. Everyone stares at her as she monopolises the stage. Finally, she ends her display by doing the splits again.
No, I'm telling you, Rob, I think I really did it. I think I'm totally in. I was so cool. You know what's a weird word for... Oh, did I tell you about the new friends I made? I made friends with a whole table of Rastafari. Not just one, a whole table. Oh my God, someone ate my entire pie. I don't know how that happened.
The next morning, Josie wakes up at her kitchen counter. Having spent the night with her head slumped against the back of her hand, the word loser is now imprinted on her forehead. Bleary-eyed, she checks her watch and rushes out in a panic. At school, Josie's smiling and confident.
Hi, guys! 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 Guys!
Loser!
Oh, my God! Loser!
She makes her way through the corridor, and her smile fades as everyone stares and points at her.
What is going on up here? Everybody going nuts?
George follows her progress through the secret camera pinned to her jumper. Taking refuge in some toilets, Josie splashes water onto her face and neck. In the van, George sees her reflection in the toilet's mirror.
All right, look up, girl. Woohoo, JoJo, look up. Loser, see, loser, look. Hello. Yes.
Josie's face drops as she notices her marked forehead. She scrubs it frantically with paper towels.
Whoa, calm down. Just wash it off. We all cool.
Then she bursts into a cubicle.
What are you doing?
See, I had the Wheaties for breakfast.
It's like the All Humiliation Network.
Sitting on the floor of the cubicle, Josie's in tears. She remembers. The young Josie's at home, ready for the prom. She's grinning away in a shocking, pink-tinted, shiny metallic dress with oversized, puffy shoulders.
Hello. Oh, hi, Billy. Okay, I'll be on the jiffer.
All right, have fun.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
She steps outside just as a limousine approaches her house. Billy stands through the car's open roof.
Hi, Billy!
A girl rises up next to Billy, who pelts an egg at Josie's face.
Hey, write a poem about this, geek!
He throws another egg at her, and the limo rolls away into the night. She sinks to the ground, sobbing uncontrollably. Then quickly picks herself up and runs away. Back in the present time, Josie's bawling as she darts past students through the school corridor. She turns a corner just as someone opens a door and slams straight into it. Out cold, she collapses.
Josie, get up. Josie, are you okay? Josie.
Are you crazy? What are you doing here?
I just registered. Check it out. Manufactured at the Tiki Post.
Do that?
I just did.
Oh.
Joes, this is it. This is my ninth inning. The game isn't over. I just thought it was.
No.
See, if I get on the South Bend baseball team, the right scout sees me, I'm in the minors. It's game time.
But you're 23 years old.
Yeah, with the reading comprehension of a 15-year-old. And plus, I'm popular. And you want to be popular. I can recognize a cry for help when I see one.
Hear one.
Whatever.
So like you. You know, you can't just come in here and be popular in just one day.
Josie enters the canteen and finds Rob engaged in a contest against another student. Both are eating their way through a whole bucket of coleslaw. Stuffing the white sludge into his mouth, he finishes his tub first, brandishing it above his head to the rousing cheers of his audience.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Tracy. I'm 16. I'm a gymnast. I don't have a boyfriend.
Cool.
Josie? Where were you last night? I was really worried. What? You were last night at 7:30? Nana's? I kept calling you, but I just got your machine. I don't even know your parents' line. I was really worried. I'm sorry. I must have forgot. Well, maybe you should forget about sitting with us, too.
Aldis walks off.
All right, let's raise some money for the prom!
Nighttime. At the South Glen South Senior Night, students and teachers are mingling in a lively fun fair full of attractions and spinning rides. Sam notices Josie on her own climbing into the car of a Ferris wheel.
Where's your partner?
I don't have one.
Lonely ride in bucket five. Single.
Do you have to yell it like that?
Sure I do.
Sam joins her.
Is the seat taken?
Thank you. Thank you.
The wheel lifts them high above the ground.
Are you scared?
Well, I'll tell you something here. I hope this doesn't undermine my position as an authority figure, but I'm a little afraid of heights.
You're afraid of the Ferris wheel.
Well, actually, it's the plunging headfirst into the crowd part that kind of gets me.
Well, I bet if you had your Gordie Howe helmet on, you'd feel better.
Hey, you remember that story?
I remember everything that you said in your classroom.
The buckets are rocking, don't they come in and knock it? Yeah!
Boys.
Mr. Coulson rocks my world!
You know, I'd like to tell you that we all grow out of it. It's a lie. Some of us will always be rattling cages.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. You know what's scary is that when you get older, it just gets more confusing. I mean, you know Laura, my girlfriend you met at the club? We've been going out for 5 years, and now she wants me to move to New York. And, you know, I mean, I should do it. You know, make the commitment and grow up. I know we have our differences. You know what? I shouldn't be talking about this stuff with you. I'm sorry.
It's nice to have someone to talk to.
Yeah, same here. Well, all I can tell you is that when you're my age, guys will be lined up around the block for you.
You have to say that because you're my teacher.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because I'm your teacher.
Oh.
Josie Geller?
No way, man.
Yeah, man. She used to date the drummer from the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah. Ain't that something? I've always wanted to be a drummer. Always.
Yeah. And then she dumped him. The drummer.
All right, that's it. Just water and X-Lax till prom. I know. All about hydration.
Did you guys know that Josie's dad invented that stuff? X-Lax? She's like the heirs to the X-Lax fortune.
Shut up.
No, it's true. She spends all of her extra time with her family on a yacht in the south of France.
On the baseball field, Rob bats the ball out of the park. Jogging past on the running track, Josie sees him high-fiving the rest of the team.
Quick hands, here we go. Who's a winner, huh? Who's a winner? Focus.
Good work, easy, good work.
Nice Rob. Throw. Thanks for showing me that new grip. It totally changed my swing, man.
No problem, man.
Hey, man. Come on.
Yo, do you guys know that girl, Josie Geller?
Yeah, I know her.
I mean, loser?
Nah, man, she's cool. I used to go out with her, man. She
what?
Dumped me.
Oh.
Yeah, we're still good friends.
Really? Hey, wait. Like how good? Like,
good friends.
Like, good, good, man?
She is amazing.
Sam's in the science classroom.
All right, guys. As you've probably noticed, this certainly isn't English. We've combined a few classes today here for the seminar, and hopefully the speaker will be here any minute now.
Anita's in the corridor.
Hi.
Hey! Oh, hi.
You're here for the sex talk.
Well, I like a man who gets right to the point.
Are you Pam?
If you say so.
Okay. Junior seniors, this is Pam Kitterman. She's going to lead us in our sex discussion.
What?
Yes.
What?
Come on.
No, I'm not. What? Oh, I am. Right, that's correct. Hi, I'm Pam. I'm Pam. Hi. Sex. Well, yes, sex. what do you say, really, you know? You like a guy, you do it with him. Sometimes he calls, sometimes he doesn't. Woo!
Josie drops her book on purpose.
Oh. Hi. What are you doing here?
I had a lunch break, so I came by to say hello.
Why don't we talk about that later? And I just want to say that the burning sensation is totally normal.
Wow.
Sex is really fun. When you're old enough, which none of you are. Trust me, I should know. Because when you lose it to some guy named Junior with bad breath in the back of a van at a Guns N' Roses concert, you're going to wish you listened to your mother when she said, you know, nobody's going to want to buy the whole friggin' ice cream truck when you're handing out the popsicles for free. Any questions?
You know what, though? I feel like I'm really ready to do it. You know, like, have sex the first time.
It's a big deal.
I know.
You should just make sure you found the right person. You know, Adelie Penguins... They spend their whole lives looking for that one other penguin, and when they meet them, they know. And they spend the rest of their lives together.
But I'm not a penguin.
Oh, it's an analogy.
Excuse me. I have to go die now.
Hey, kids, Sydney here. Bad news about the prom. East Glen East is gonna do Millennium 2.
The students rise from their seats in anger.
Calm down! Sit! Okay, let's focus, all right? It's prom theme. All we need is a new idea.
How about Under the Sea?
Yeah, right. Oh,
it's been done.
Okay, how about the 80s?
What do you think we are, amateurs?
Guy stands up.
All right. Josie.
It's not
a theme.
Thank you. No. Okay, Josie will have the answer.
Josie sheepishly stands to face the room.
How about Meant for Each Other? Famous couples throughout history.
Everyone turns to Guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, we love it. That's so brilliant.
Josie beams. She looks at Sam, who's clapping along with the rest of the class. A banner for the prom's new theme now hangs in the school. Josie, Kirsten and her gang are striding through a mall hand in hand. Sam and Josie playfully dab their paintbrushes on each other's faces as they add the finishing touches to a mural depicting a romantic sunset. Gus enters his office and finds it crowded with his staff, who are all following Josie's progress on her secret camera's video feed. Anita waves over to him to come and sit next to her. Josie shows a selection of CDs to Sam, who's brought a box of vinyls.
Here, try this.
In a clothes store with her new friends, Josie's on her mobile.
Gus, listen, it is a great story. They keep the tags on, and then they return the clothes after they've worn them. Gus?
Hi.
Hey. What's up? I was just looking at this cardigan. Oh. Isn't that cool? Yes.
In the mall, Josie and the girls cross paths with Aldis on the escalators.
So fun.
Oh my god. Like, here goes another lemming.
I can't believe that.
The four girls are on the stands of the baseball field, watching Rob in action. The batter strikes a corker, but Rob catches the ball and wins the point for his team.
Go, sexy boy!
You guys, victory dance.
Dagger party tonight at my house!
Yeah!
That is great play, Rob. Great play. You know, you might be just what South Glen needs to win state this year.
You think I'll get to play in the championship game, Coach?
Playing, you're going to start at shortstop. And listen, I don't want to put any extra pressure on you, but there's going to be some pro scouts out there looking.
Thanks, Coach Romano.
You're welcome.
Just glad to be part of a team again.
Josie, you have totally transitioned.
Transitioned?
Yeah, you crossed over. Into our group?
So hard to do. People go all through high school trying to transition, and they never make it.
Wannabes. Guy is totally crunching on you.
Strumming his guitar, Guy's staring at Josie with a syrupy grin on his face.
Do I want to be crunched? By Guy?
Oh yeah.
Josie strides into the busy Chicago Sun-Times offices.
Hi! Spun difference? Totally!
I'm not going to her again. She calls it a pedicure?
She yanks Merkin's headset from his phone.
She wants me.
She enters the boardroom, out of which a woman in tears runs.
Bye. Bye. Miss Haskell is gone and forgotten. Next! Sack races at the company picnic. Yes or no?
Sorry I'm late. The horseshoes. It's all about horseshoes.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get to a tennis game. Could you please tell me what is the status of your story, Miss Geller?
Oh, great. Totally Rufus.
Is this something I possibly could see?
I have some notes.
I don't need your notes. I need your story. Though I must speak for all of us here. I have seen your tapes. Compelling stuff. But I want the story in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, Miss Geller, or I'll Rufus you right out of here. I think you're going to be a great reporter. But if you aren't, you and Gus are fired. Next order of business. Marketing department, yes or no?
Josie arrives at her parents' house, where a wild party's underway. The place is being turned upside down and everyone seems roaring drunk. Two boys fight with spatulas whilst another comes sliding down the stairs, crashing through a stack of cans. Josie greets Kirsten and the girls, then makes her way to the kitchen, where Rob's fooling around with Tracy.
Hello, guys.
Hi, guys.
Rob's prom day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 16 years old, Rob.
I know, and a gymnast.
Rob, it's completely and totally legal, and I'll tell you why. The following reasons are.
Hi.
Hi.
I gotta talk to you. Please, come here.
I'll see you around the cell block, Mrs. Robinson.
Rob returns to Tracy.
Hey, Rob. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Ball player.
No, I know, but I mean, what if you don't make it? I mean, you don't want to be working at the mail place for the rest of your life. Well, it's okay for a school job and all, but hi, I'm Rob, and I run the Tiki Post. Totally lame.
Guys upstairs with Josie.
What is this, like a lemon meringue pie color or something?
You know what? Maybe we should go into another room.
I've checked each and every one of these rooms. There's, I mean, serious couples in there. This is fine. This is fine.
Josie stands in front of the name tag on the door. It's her old room.
Oh, it's getting hooked up! Yeah, baby!
In Josie's old bedroom...
Wow. Rob's sister is a loser. Yeah. Please come here. I need to talk to you about something.
They sit on the bed.
It's a comfy bed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I know that you've probably already heard that I want to ask you out to prom, but there's something different about it, asking in person. I know that we didn't hit it off in the beginning, and I really...
Yes. Yes.
It's Rufus. Where do I pick you up? How do we arrange this? What do I do?
We can meet here at Rob's, and we can all share a limousine together.
Thank you.
He leaves the room.
Have a good evening. And thank you.
Smiling, she falls back onto the bed amongst a collection of soft toys. In the school corridor...
Hey, Rob. Good, guys.
Joe's Rob's Rufus Kegger.
You're wasted.
It's so unbelievable. I've waited my whole life to fit in, and I finally feel like I do.
You do.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hi, Josie. Who did Archie date, Betty or Veronica?
Yeah,
both. See?
I always liked Betty better.
Really?
Yeah, Betty was so fun and spunky. I mean, Veronica had the great legs. She was too moody. Very high maintenance.
Oh. You can't refuse to sell me a ticket to prom.
Listen, Alpo, we can do whatever we want to.
Oh, like, I get it. You guys don't know how to count change. Oh, my God, I'll, like, make it easy, okay? Here's the money. I'm taking the ticket.
She walks off.
Oh, my God. She was mocking us. Did you see that?
We gotta make her dog food, seriously.
She is going down.
Sam and Josie sit outside together.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got you a meeting with the admissions guy from Dartmouth.
Dartmouth? But, I wasn't gonna go to college.
No, I pulled some strings and, I got him to look at your writing, and, well, he agreed to meet with you.
You believe in me that much?
Of course I do, Josie. You owe it to yourself, to your writing, to go to college. You are a great writer. Just have to find your story.
He is your story.
You're crazy. No. No. No.
What do you mean, no? It's got it all. Sex, intrigue, immorality in the education system.
He's my teacher.
Yeah, that's the best part. Student-teacher relations. How close is too close? Josie, we're gonna blow the lid off it.
There's no lid. There's nothing going on between Mr. Coulson and me.
Who are you kidding? Everyone in this office is in here every day watching you two. It's like the goddamn Young and the Restless. Rickford is salivating over it.
You pitched this to Rickford?
Josie, this isn't a joke. You heard Rickford. Both our asses are on the line. Now, this is the story. Call me when you've got it.
Josie's at home, sitting in front of the mirror. She stares at the secret camera rig laid out on the table, then looks at her reflection. Wearing a Victorian-style dress, she arrives at her parents' house. Rob greets her at the door.
Josie, you look so...
Rufus?
Yes, exactly. Major Rufus.
What are you supposed to be?
Duh. Tom Cruise, Risky Business.
That's nice. Thank you for everything, Rob. It's all really happening. And I know it's because of you.
They hug.
My wallet.
Where are you gonna put it?
Whilst Rob runs upstairs, she steps out onto the front porch. Emerging from the dark, a limo approaches the house. Guy stands through the car roof, clutching something in his hand. Josie tenses up, but he's only holding a white rose.
Come on, beautiful. Let's go.
Students in their fancy dress arrive at the lavishly decorated school. A couple are dressed as the tortoise and the hare.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
Yeah,
come. You don't know you're gonna miss the whole thing.
Yeah, what's up?
Kristen, in a skimpy bikini outfit, says to Kirsten,
oh my god, you totally ripped off my Malibu Barbie idea. Uh-uh, I'm Disco Barbie. And I'm Evening Gown Barbie.
Hey.
Josie, darling, you look Rufus.
Who are you guys?
Wait. Don't tell me. You're medieval Barbie? Get over it. We're Rosalind and Orlando. Shakespeare?
Look, I get to have a sword.
So awesome!
I want a sword.
All right, look at this place.
Inside, the vast hall is decorated with a myriad of hanging lights and luminous chandeliers. In his office, Gus is with the staff, engrossed in watching Josie's video feed.
This is the most beautiful prom I've ever been to. Work.
Josie and her gang sit around a table. Kristen's pulling faces in a handheld mirror.
Kristen, what are you doing?
Practicing my surprise face for women in prom court.
Oh, sorry. There's no room at this table. It's just too bad for them.
George is in the van with his girlfriend.
A little surprise for you.
Did I miss the crowning?
No, but I'm closing the pool in 5 minutes. Josie's odds are 3-1, 2-1 for the prom court, and even money that kid pokes himself with the sword by the end of the evening.
The prom's in full swing. Rob's with Tracy on the dance floor.
Whoa! Okay, maybe we should sit down.
Okay. She hangs on him drunkenly.
Are you having fun yet?
Yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
Guess what?
What?
Gibby gave me champagne.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Rob, I've been thinking. And I think, I mean, I know. You're the one. My penguin. I want you to be my first. Once the floor stops spinning, let's have sex.
You're gonna hurt yourself. Put that down. All right. Tell you what, Tracy.
What?
I'm flattered. But I'd say I'm gonna go get some more punch. And then we'll go on the dance floor and boogie.
That's good.
No. Uh-oh.
In matching white outfits labeled with the letters DNA, Aldice and the Denominators stroll through the hall like they own the place.
You guys, what is the one thing that could ruin my senior prom?
Which you would trip on your Barbie heels and I'd be named prom queen. Did I just say that out loud?
The Denominators, all linked together with a string, come face to face with Kirsten, Kristen, and Gibby.
So, who are you supposed to be? Other than freaks?
Yeah, we're DNA, double helix. Oh, but I guess you'd actually know that if you passed bio.
No, don't touch the hydrogen, it's rented.
Yo, yo, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Coulson and Miss Knotts!
Well, our 1999 prom court, and the princesses are Miss Kristen Davis, Miss Kirsten Leosis, and Miss Gibby Zarefsky.
The princesses take to the stage.
And the princes are Mr. Thomas Salome, Mr. Jason Way, and Mr. Rob.
Mr. Rob! An overexcited Rob jumps on stage and kisses Miss Knox.
Next up, South Glen's prom king, Guy Perkins.
Josie's mouth drops open. Guy casually strolls to the stage where Miss Knox crowns him.
And this year's prom queen, ladies and gentlemen, Josie Geller.
The newspaper staff roar. Josie can't believe it. In the surveillance van, George cheers. Even Aldice applauds with a smile on her face. Josie climbs onto the stage and faces Sam, who delicately places the crown on her head. Josie stares up at Sam.
I know you could do it, girl.
She's handed a bouquet of flowers.
And as is custom, the king and the queen will now have their first dance.
Students clear the dance floor, making room for Josie and Guy as they step off the stage and start dancing closely together. Benita to Cynthia.
I never made it to my prom.
Really?
I only made it to the parking lot.
Tell me what you're thinking.
I was thinking about Shakespeare, how he described a night like this. Look how the floor of heaven is thick and laid with patines of bright gold. What are you thinking about?
My sword.
Oh.
Josie, you rock my world. You're like the most amazing girl that I've ever dated. You're so fun to be with. You're smart. You're crazy. You are. You rock my world.
You said that already?
Yeah.
They stare into each other's eyes. But then a veil of doubt seems to cloud Josie's face, and she looks over to Sam, who's watching her across the room. Sam casts his eyes down and steps off the stage. Josie goes to get some cake.
Is this chocolate?
Hey.
Hi.
Wow, Josie, you make a really beautiful prom queen.
Really? Thanks, so do you.
You know, I always feel like kind of a goofball in these penguin suits, like I'm at my own wedding or something.
They walk off together. Guy kneels down in front of Aldis.
Hello. Aldis, I figured since it's prom, let's put all the shit behind us. And I would love nothing more than to dance with you.
Wary, she hesitates.
All right.
That's, of course, if it's okay with the rest of the double helix.
Yes? Okay.
She removes her outfit and reveals a blue, skin-tight, full-body suit, hugging her slim figure. She takes Guy's hands, and they both spin away onto the dance floor.
Haven't had a dream in a long time.
Josie and Sam are dancing together.
You know, it's funny, proms always make me a little sad. And they're so final, you know, graduation, everyone scattering, moving on.
Is your girlfriend here?
No, I'm alone.
In fact, we broke up last week.
Really? That's funny because, you know, actually prom comes from promenade, and you can't promenade alone, can you?
You're amazing, Josie Geller.
Sam smiles at her. Guy and Aldis are locked in a sensual dance. At their table, Kirsten and her gang look at Aldis before conferring together in a huddle. Kristen holds a tin of dog food to Thomas, who starts opening it.
Have you thought about Dartmouth anymore?
Yes. And, there's something that I want to tell you.
She unplugs her secret camera.
No, not now, not now!
There's something I want to tell you, too.
She smiles, but then notices Thomas opening the tin. She looks over at Aldis, who's dancing with Guy, blissfully unaware of the drama that's unfolding. Josie remembers how happy she was whilst waiting for Billy on her fateful prom night. She looks from the remorseless faces of the three prom princesses to the innocent Aldis, and then to Thomas about to pour the can of dog food on top of her. Josie knocks the tin into the air, and its contents land all over the pristine princesses.
I knew it! You are a loser!
You ruined everything!
You still do not deserve to be prom queen!
Let me tell you something. I don't care about being your stupid prom queen. I'm 25 years old! I'm an undercover reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, and I have been beating my brains out! Trying to impress you people. Let me tell you something, Gibby, Kirsten, Kristen. You will spend your lives trying to figure out how to keep others down because it makes you feel more important. Why her? Let me tell you something about this girl. She is unbelievable. I was new here and she befriended me, no questions asked. But you were only my friend after my brother. Rob,
posed as a student and told you to like me. Mommy, Mom, ew. All of you people, there is a big world out there, bigger than prom, bigger than high school, and it won't matter if you were the prom queen or the quarterback of the football team or the biggest nerd in school. Find out who you are and try not to be afraid of it. Excuse me.
She runs out, and Aldis starts clapping.
Woo! Woo! Yeah! Wow, that was just like Carrie. I thought she was gonna kill us all. All right, you guys. Go Rams.
Well, all right. Can somebody take the Alpo girls outside and hose them off? Southwest, class of 1999.
Are you ready?
Outside, George to Josie.
Hello? We lost the feed. Gus is going nuts. He's calling every 5 minutes.
No.
Did you get the story?
No.
Please tell me you got something on Coulson.
No.
Having left the prom during Josie's speech, Sam's right behind them. He looks at Josie with a pained expression.
I'm just gonna...
George leaves, and Josie walks up to Sam.
Surprise.
Surprise you were doing a story on me?
No, I couldn't. I mean, surprise I was hoping...
What? What, you were hoping what, that I'd be happy? Why, because it turns out all of a sudden I was allowed to be attracted to you?
You were attracted to me?
God damn it, Josie. You set me up for a story.
No,
Just drop the act, okay? I mean, every word out of your mouth has been a complete lie. I don't know you at all.
Look, if we could just spend some time together, you could get to know me again.
Sam turns his back on her.
Wait, please don't walk away.
I just can't look at you the same way.
He marches off. She watches him go, devastated. Walking home, Josie finds Rob waiting outside her place.
Rob.
Hey, Josie. I came by to check on you. I was worried about you.
Really?
No. Not really. Not really, Josie. How could you do this to me? I helped you. I got you everything you wanted. How do you repay me? You blow everything 2 days before the championship.
I wasn't even thinking.
No, you weren't. Did it ever occur to you that the only time I've been happy in the past 5 years is when I'm playing ball, when I'm part of a team? Josie, it's not even about playing. I taught those guys things. I helped them. My life had meaning.
I...
Just forget about it. It's over. Back to the tiki post. Totally.
Josie Geller blows her cover. And we were scooped. We've got nothing. Zippo. Josie, you totally and completely screwed both of us.
Maybe I could talk to Rick Furt. Tell him the whole story.
You know, I'll tell you a story. Okay? It's about this shy copy editor who makes a total mockery of herself and her boss when she completely botches her first assignment as a reporter.
We are not screwed. Yes, I made a mistake, but we will have a story, okay? You will have an amazing story.
She storms tearfully out of his office.
Please. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Lucy, dressed in a smart business suit, arrives at the school and makes her way through the male changing room.
speak, gentlemen. I suggest you cover up what you don't want seen. Thank you.
She steps into the coach's office.
Coach Romano?
Yeah?
I'm Josie Geller from the Chicago Sun-Times, and I have a favor to ask you. Do you know the sports guy, Jim Lankin?
Sure, everybody knows Big Jim. They try to get him to come out and watch all their games. Why?
Well, what if I told you that I can guarantee you that Big Jim and every other reporter in the area would cover your game?
Well, I said you could have whatever you wanted, young lady.
Someone once told me that to write well, you have to write what you know. This is what I know. I am 25 years old, and I have never really kissed a guy. A geek to the core, most of my childhood years were spent doing extra homework I requested from the teacher. High school was more of the same. Then, at 17, it seemed as if my luck was about to change. The cutest guy asked me to the senior prom. But it turned out he invited me as a cruel joke, and I have never fully recovered. Yes, it is embarrassing to share this with the world, but it would be hard to explain what I learned and how I learned it without sharing this humiliating history. I received an assignment, my first as a reporter, to go back to high school and find out about kids today. What I ended up finding was myself. And that high school hasn't changed. There's still that one teacher who marches to her own drummer. Those girls are still there. The ones that even as you grow up will remain the most beautiful girls you have ever seen close up. The smart kids, who everyone else knew as the brains, but I just knew them as my soulmates, my teachers, my friends. And there's still that one guy, with his mysterious confidence, who seems so perfect in every way. The guy you get up and go to school for in the morning. South Glen would not have been the same without him. High school would not have been the same without him. I would not have been the same without him. I lived a lifetime of regret after my first high school experience, and now, after my second, my regrets are down to one. A certain teacher was hurt on my path to self-discovery, and although this article may serve as a step, it in no way makes up for what I did to him. To this man, you know who you are. I am so sorry. And I would like to add one more thing.
Movers! Hang on a second.
I think I am in love with you. And so I propose this, as an ending to this article and perhaps a beginning to the next chapter of my life, I, Josie Geller, will be at the state championship baseball game where my friends, the South Glen Rams, are playing for the title. I will stand on the pitcher's mound for the 5 minutes prior to the first pitch. If this man accepts my apology, I ask him to come kiss me. My first real kiss.
A nervous Josie's at the baseball game.
Thank you all for coming.
Josie!
Oh my God, there are so many people here.
It's great, Josie. They're behind you. They feel like they know you.
It's romantic what you're doing, and they want to be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are.
Aldis hugs Josie.
Oh, Anita.
Jesus, Geller, I had no idea there'd be this many TV crews here. You have held up your end of this park. I want you to get out there and get him.
She steps onto the pitch. Crossing the field, she waves at the cheering crowd and goes to stand on the pitcher's mound. She picks up a microphone which has been placed there for her.
May I have 5 minutes on the clock, please?
A digital clock starts the 5-minute countdown. Anita sits next to Gus in the stands. Then Mr. Rigport joins them.
Wieners! I got hot green
doing?
Hey, Miss Rickford.
Get your own robe. Your queen is here. Thank you. Avawina. I love this. Sometimes readers out here in mass relating personally to one of our reporters. It's amazing, isn't it?
Josie stands on her lonely spot, anxiously looking at the crowd. Guy and the rest of the popular kids applaud from the stands. There's 19 seconds left on the clock. Josie scans the crowd. Anita, Gus, and the rest of the newspaper staff stand from their seats. The clock reads 14, 13, 12. The crowd counts along with the clock. Anita squeezes Gus's hand. The clock reads 2, 1. Sadness fills Josie's face. She seems to lose all hope. And then the countdown's over. The crowd heaves a collective sigh.
That is so wrong.
Josie's hand drops to her side, and she lets go of the microphone. Gus and Anita shake their heads. Aldis and her friends slump back into their seats. Josie musters a smile, trying to shrug off her crushing disappointment. Sam appears at the top of the stands. Her eyes welling with tears, Josie seems perplexed by the crowd's reaction. But then she notices Sam as he steps onto the pitch and starts running toward her. Under the spotlights, she stands there, a huge smile on her face. Sam reaches her and kisses her deeply. Everyone cheers as they watch Sam and Josie kissing passionately. The world seems to spin around them as camera flashes from the crowd sparkle like stars in the sky. They pull apart, gazing into each other's eyes.
Sorry I'm late. It took me forever to get here.
I know what you mean.
He strokes her face, then leans in to kiss her again, and she wraps her arms around his neck. A wave of kissing breaks out in the crowd. Gus kisses Anita. Merkin's given a snog by a woman from the newspaper standing next to him. Kirsten kisses Thomas, and Jason kisses Kristen, but she fights him off with a handbag. From the benches of the baseball team, Rob claps, wearing a jacket which reads, Assistant Coach.
All right. Atta girl. All right, let's play ball, kids! Come on!
Players take to the field, dispersing around Sam and Josie, who stay on the pitcher's mound, locked in their romantic embrace.